So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Kalev Shel Adam. A person acquires an item placed inside his utensil, because the utensil is Rishusay, his domain, like a chatzar, a yard. Rav Shmuel say, Kalev Shel Adam Kainu Lebechal Makam Chutz Mishras Arabim. A utensil can acquire for its owner only if he has permission to put his utensil in this area, such as in a simta, a semi-public area, chatzar shoshneim, a shared yard, or even b'shus meikra, the seller's yard, with his permission. But a utensil cannot acquire for its owner if he has no permission to put his kli in this area, such as in the rishus rabim, the public domain, or in the chatzar sheinu shoshneim, a yard that belongs to a third person. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish say, afilu b'shus rabim, a utensil can acquire for its owner even if the utensil is in the public domain. Rav Papa says, there's actually no machlekes. Can besimta koineloi v'amai kar lo rishus rabim she'ein rishus hayachid. Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish referred only to a utensil that is in a simta, which is comparable to rishus rabim, since they both do not belong to a specific person. And only there a utensil can acquire for its owner, because she'yesh le rishus lanichai, he has permission to put the utensil there. However, they agree that rishus rabim in koineloi. If the utensil was in a real rishus rabim, the utensil cannot acquire for its owner, because in le rishus lanichai, he has no permission to put it there. The Gemara attempts to bring proof to this from the following braisa, that kalev shel adam rishus rabim in koineloi. The braisa mentions arba midas b'meicher. There are four ways in which one can acquire an item. The mida she'ena shel shneim. If the produce is measured in a utensil that neither the meicher or lekeach own, rather they borrowed it from a third person. And as Rashbam explains, ladas kein hishilu lahem lezeh lemedidu lezeh latznei eshaloi. The utensil was loaned first to the meicher to measure with it, and afterward to the lekeach to store his produce in it. And b'shus haram b'chatzar she'ena shel shneim. The utensil was either in a public area or in another area that does not belong to the meicher or the lekeach. The halacha depends as follows. If the utensil is not yet completely filled, the meicher still owns the produce and he can still retract from the sale because kli b'shus ha-meicher. The utensil now belongs only to the meicher, not to the lekeach. If the utensil was already completely filled, the lekeach acquires the produce and the meicher cannot retract from the sale because kli b'shus lekeach. The utensil now belongs only to the lekeach, not to the meicher. Aval ma'isa mida shel echad mihen. If the utensil is owned by either the meicher or lekeach, and the utensil is b'shus rabim b'chatzar she'ena shel shneim, then regardless whether the utensil is filled or not, the produce belongs to the owner of the utensil. The Gemara asks, "My la b'shus rabim mamish?" The braisa refers to a real b'shus rabim, and nevertheless, if the produce was in the lekeach's utensil, rishin kana. The utensil acquires the produce for him, apparently, because afila in le rishus lanichai kainalai. Even if he has no permission to put the utensil there, the utensil can acquire for him. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps rishus haram refers to a simta, and chatzar sheinu shel shneim refers to a chatzar shel shneim, which deloy dahai kulo, beloy dahai kula ela de tarvayu. The meicher or lekeach are not each the exclusive owner of the yard, but rather they share the yard. The braisa proceeds with the third distinction. If the utensil is in the seller's property, even if the lekeach owns the utensil, his utensil cannot acquire for him. Rather, he must perform hagbah, lift the produce, or meshicha, pull the produce from the seller's property into his own domain or to a simta. Similarly, if the meicher had stored the produce in a third person's property for safeguarding, lekeach does not acquire the produce with his utensil unless this person gives him permission to keep his utensil in the property, or if the lekeach rents the property, or if he performs hagbah or meshicha to his own property. B'shus lekeach, kivin shekibul lelav meicher kana lekeach. If the utensil is in the buyer's property, even if the meicher owns the utensil, once he agreed to the sale, the lekeach acquires the produce through his chatzar. The Gemara proceeds with a question. Bayi minei Rav Sheshes Mirafuna. Kalev shel lekeach b'shus meicher kana lekeach oiloi. Can the buyer's utensil acquire for him when the utensil is in the seller's domain or not? As Rashbam explains. Perhaps kana lekeach, the utensil can acquire for the lekeach because it's lin basa kli. V'lebatel etzel b'shus shehu b'teichai. We consider only the utensil that contains the produce, and the kli is considered its own entity, but not a part of the seller's domain. Or loy kana lekeach, the utensil cannot acquire for the lekeach because it's lin basa rishus. V'kli batel gabe herishus. We consider only the seller's domain that contains both the utensil and the produce, and the kli is merely a part of the seller's domain. As the Gemara in the next daf explains, there is no question ba'im rezil kani kana lekeach. If the seller told the buyer to acquire with his utensil, the utensil can certainly acquire for him, because as the Rashbam explains, Kamada Moishele Mokam Anochas Kalev Dami. It is considered that the seller loaned the buyer the area under his utensil. The question is only Bistama, if the seller did not give specific permission for the buyer to acquire in his domain. The Gemara attempts to bring a proof from the previously mentioned Brisa. The Gemara initially assumes that the Brisa refers to Bekalev de Lekech, and even so, Lekana, the utensil cannot acquire for the Lekech, because it is in the seller's domain, apparently, because Kalev Shalekech, Bishus Meichel Lekana Lekech. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps the Brisa refers to Bekalev de Meicher, and therefore Lekana, because the seller's utensil cannot acquire for the Lekech. However, Bekalev de Lekech, Kana, because Aslina Basakli. Accordingly, we must say that the following halacha, the Brisa, Bishus Lekech, Kimit Shekibel of Meicher Kana Lekech, must refer only to Kalev de Lekech. But if it was Kalev de Meicher, Lekan Lekech, because since Aslin and Basa Kli, we consider only the seller's utensil, and it is not a part of the Lekech's domain. This discussion continues in the next topic.